Cutting Audio.
Previously, Ryan and his companions transported via Matrans to a redoubt near the ruins of Seattle. There, they formed a tenuous alliance with a society of women warriors known simply as the Gate. Gloria, queen of the Gate clan, formed an immediate bond with Jack, and the two quickly became inseparable. The Gate clan's own myths, carried through generations, seemed eerily similar to the tales that Trader told Ryan and JB, tales that spoke of a promised land, Arawhan, that offers peace and tranquility far from the ravaged Newcost that is the Deathlands. Though they encountered strong resistance from the gatekeepers of Arawhan, known simply as the Illuminated Ones, Ryan's companions and Gloria's Amazon warriors fought their way into their headquarters in search of their destinies. But at the moment of truth, the Illuminated Ones thwarted the companions' pursuit by tampering with their own redoubt's Matrans, sending Ryan's team and the Amazons spiraling far from their intended locations. Now, Ryan and his companions must uncover the real truth behind the Promised Land, and if possible, reunite with Gloria's party for the final showdown with the Illuminated Ones.
Jack? Jack, honey, time to wake up.
Jack Lauren opened his red, sore eyes, feeling the earth spin under him. A Matrans jump always left him feeling weak and sick, his stomach muscles cramping to make him retch. He spread his hands out to grasp the chamber's smooth armaglass floor, expecting the cold and solid material to cool his fevered palms. But there was no armaglass. Instead, there was warm, clammy dirt beneath his hands. He tried to raise himself on his elbows, his vision clearing the fog before him. Was it Gloria looking down at him?
Hey, honey, don't look so startled.
The queen of the Gate clan drew back a little so that Jack was able to see that they were now in the open air. The albino youth's senses began to awaken amidst the confusion. He could smell the rich loam beneath him, soft and springy, as Gloria stepped back. They were in a small clearing, surrounded by trees that looked like stunted elms, but in full leaf. He could hear the hum of insects and the rustles of small mammals in among the undergrowth. Normally this would have made him relax, but in his bewildered state, his muscles remained tense, his mind struggling to focus as rapidly as possible. Jack found it an effort to hoist himself upright. His limbs were still tingling from the after effects of the jump, and refused to obey the impulses from his brain.
Not right. Should be in Matrans, not here. And Ryan? Others? Yeah.
He was now on his feet, clearing his head with a tentative shake that made the earth spin again for a second before it settled. Gloria was now about 20 yards away from him, with her back turned toward him. There were marks on her skin that he couldn't identify from this distance, but it seemed like a patchwork of dark dots that randomly spread across her bared skin, disappearing under the long flaming red tresses that hung down her back.
You feeling better now, sweets?
The last thing Jack remembered was the Gate tribe entering the other Matrans chamber in the redoubt before they were flung in pursuit of the Illuminated Ones. There had been no guarantee that they would end up in the same place, given the unreliability of the old tech. But if they were here, where were the rest of the companions? And where was Gloria's faithful attendant Tammy and the rest of the Gate tribe? Even as that flickered across his mind, Jack was sniffing the air, attuning his hearing to the slightest sound, attempting to identify its source. There was no one else around, no one human that was, nothing but the smaller forms of wildlife that he'd detected earlier.
You're not talking to me, why not?
Not right.
What isn't right?
Jack prickled as Gloria spoke. There was something in her tone that had suddenly, for no apparent reason, turned hostile, and he was sure now that something was very wrong. The albino teen steadied himself, trying to marshal his still-rebelling body, his every instinct screaming that he was going to need complete control of himself, of his fighting capabilities, before too long. He wasn't wrong.
Not talking to me again, huh? That's not good, is it, sweets?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Gloria's body tensed. Jack could see the muscles rippling beneath the dark pattern of dots across her tanned skin. Her posture was still relaxed, but the muscle tension said otherwise. She was feigning her repose, preparing for attack. Jack felt adrenaline rush through his body, washing the sluggishness from his system, tightening his muscles and tautening his nerves until he was ready for almost anything.
Maybe it's time for you to die!
Jack was prepared. This was a nightmare. He hadn't quite realized how his feelings for the Gate Queen had grown until the sense of betrayal hit him in the pit of the stomach. Such emotion had been rare in his life, and he'd had the briefest of it snatched from him before, when his wife and child had been slaughtered. Having experienced that, this feeling was easy to quell, to put into a place where he could ignore it and concentrate on the immediate danger. Gloria pivoted on her heel and sprang at him. Her light red hair flew out around her as she soared through the still air. Her face was contorted in a snarling scream of rage and explosive anger, her lips back over her vulpine teeth, sharp and gleaming. Her nose was wrinkled by the tension, nostrils distended as she sought more oxygen to power her attack. Her eyes were sharp, pupils reduced to mere dots in the ocean of color by the adrenaline rush that coursed through her. For the briefest moment, Jack was frozen in confusion and fear, for Gloria's face was like the skin on her back, and he could now see the skin on the front of her torso, covered in a map of the black dots. As she got closer, sailing through the air in what seemed to Jack slow motion, it was possible to see that those dots were more than just discolorations of the skin. They were the black ringed holes of open sores, the centers red and raw, and running yellow and green with pus. The sore's crusts pulled at the skin of her face, seeming to stretch it out of shape, almost out of recognition the more that he looked at her. It didn't seem possible that this was the same woman whom he'd joined in battle only a few hours previously.
No.
She was too close to him now. Jack yielded to her attack and began to fall back as she landed upon him, relaxing his muscles so that he hit the ground without damaging his thin, wiry frame. Gloria descended on top of him with her long-bladed panga in one hand and her other clawed, ready to lash out. Jack grabbed her wrists as she landed on him, fastening on with an iron-tight grip, his elbows braced to keep her hands at bay. He fell back into the momentum of her fall, landing on his back and rolling as he did so, flipping the woman over his head. He loosened his grip on her wrists, and she flew over his head to land a few yards away. Before she'd even hit the ground, Jack had already...